HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. By the time you listen to this, there's a good chance that your phone or laptop has a new wallpaper. It's probably a photo of deep space taken by NASA's brand new James Webb Telescope, which went up in space less than a year ago. It actually went somewhere around December 25th, 2021. Yep, the images do look quite incredible, and they're being hailed as the deepest and sharpest infrared images of the universe ever produced. Why deepest? Because the $10 billion telescope is giving humanity the farthest look it has ever gotten in both time and distance, and it's the closest we have been to the edge of the universe, assuming it has an edge, of course. The James Webb Telescope orbits the Sun from 1.5 million kilometers away from the Earth, and as with any telescope, it's made to make faraway objects look closer, and that's quite far. For reference, the universe is said to be 13.8 billion years old. That's when, essentially, the Big Bang occurred. How far can James Webb see? It can see up to 13.7 billion years in the past. The way this works is that everything in the universe is moving away from us. The farther something is from the Earth, the faster it is moving away in a way. So that's why this distance is being measured in years. Here's what Jonathan Gardner, Webb's deputy project scientist, said during a media briefing on the day that they announced the photos. Webb can see backwards in time to just after the Big Bang by looking for galaxies that are so far away that the light has taken many billions of years to get from those galaxies to our telescopes. Yeah, the universe is so big that it takes light years to travel from where it is to us. James Webb's predecessor, the Hubble telescope, you must have heard of that, it orbits the Earth at just 570 kilometers away. But what we saw with the Hubble in the past is one of the main reasons why scientists developed Webb in the first place. Anyway, while most of us were focused on those oh-so-pretty pictures, NASA had one very important piece of information accompanying these pictures: that the James Webb Telescope also discovered the quote-unquote signature of water and evidence of clouds on a giant gas planet orbiting a sun-like star 1,150 light-years away from us. And NASA has historically been pretty great at getting people interested in this stuff. For instance, here's a tweet from the American Space Agency making the announcement. "Clouds on another world. NASA Webb captured the signature of water on giant gas planet WASP-96b, which orbits a star 1150 light-years away. For the first time, we have detected evidence of clouds in this exoplanet's atmosphere." But why exactly does all of this really matter? It's quite simple. Water is essential for living beings to survive. Or at least it's essential for the living beings we know of. Water supports cell functions, and all beings, from microbes to humans, are made up of cells. NASA's own astrobiology website describes it this way: life needs chemical reactions to take place in order to gain energy, grow, and get rid of waste. Water is a liquid which allows the chemistry of life to take place. Yes, I know, it's a lot of science, but that's how things work, guys. Now, that gas planet I mentioned is something NASA is calling WASP-96b, and it is one of over 5,000 confirmed exoplanets in our galaxy, that is, the Milky Way. To be sure, this does not mean that NASA is saying it has discovered life. Almost all of space exploration today is about finding habitable planets, or rather, habitable zones. You see, the Earth is at the sweet spot from the Sun, which allows liquid water to exist. And that sweet spot is called the habitable zone, also known as the Goldilocks zone. And it's not like the James Webb Telescope actually shot images of water flowing on a planet. Instead, when NASA analyzes exoplanets, it uses a technique called transmission spectroscopy, in which it analyzes the light that is shot by a star. Remember, the Sun is a star. It analyzes the light that is shot by a star through the atmosphere and how this light is being absorbed. If you watch Big Bang Theory, you should be thinking of the many computer screens in Raj's telescope room right about now. To paraphrase NASA's own words, The resulting effect of light passing through the atmosphere looks like a barcode. And the slices that are missing from this barcode are indicators of the presence of various ingredients like oxygen, methane, etc. It reads these signs to analyze what may or may not exist on an exoplanet. At no point is NASA saying that there's actually life on WASP-96b. But finding more habitable zones and perhaps one day a planet with actual signs of alien life could give humanity more information about the nature of life and its evolution, not just on Earth, but in the entire universe. WASP-96b isn't the first exoplanet NASA has discovered either. The first of these were found in 1995, and as I mentioned before, there have been 5,000 more of them. And in January 2020, NASA even discovered an Earth-sized planet orbiting the habitable zone of a star. Now, the James Webb Telescope has a base timeline of 5 years. That means that that's how long the propellant on the telescope is supposed to last. But after the initial launch, NASA realized that it could actually last for up to 10 years, which means there are many, many more photos to come. In fact, the telescope schedule is absolutely booked for the next full year. And one of its key tasks is to investigate what is called the cosmic ladder, which is basically a set of techniques that astronomers use in order to determine distances in deep space. And yes, the telescope will be pointed to planets in our own solar system as well. On 15th of July, which is around the time that this episode goes out, NASA is expected to release yet another data dump of photos, which will contain something like 40 terabytes of images and raw data from the telescope's observations. And in that data, we'll also find images of Jupiter, which is the largest planet in our solar system. So yeah, the Marvel Universe, movies like Thor and Doctor Strange tell us there's a multiverse, but until science proves science fiction correct, we only have this one universe with us. And for that universe, the pictures coming from 1.5 million kilometers away from the web is basically the only way we have to really learn more about it. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.